Okay, well, this is what I learned with Steiner yesterday. So you can thank Steiner in our Ramban Chavrusa. But, right, as the Jews are approaching Yom Tov, or really as the Egyptians are approaching the Jews as they're at Yom Tov, they're chasing them. So the Pesukim tell you that they were crying out to God, Vayezaku El Hashem, and other people, and then it also says, they said to Moshe, Amibli en kvarim v'mitrayim, right? Are there no graves in Egypt that you could have buried us there, right? And the problem is that if you look at all these responses, right, if you look at these and you isolate them, they don't seem like, right, they seem contradictory, right? You have people who are saying, oh God, please save, and you have people who are yelling at God, right, you're trying to kill us. So you look at it and you said, okay, well, what's the truth, right? Meaning, are these people from, are they believers, right, or are they, right, the opposite, right? They are angry and, right, they lack faith, right? What is it? So, the Ramban very nicely highlights this, and as I understand him, he lays out four possibilities, okay? Let's see if you can get what they are. What are the four possibilities? How would you deal with this? That they're shocked and therefore, so very good, right? So one possibility, he says, is listen, there is contradictory, but you know what? That's how things are when people are scared, right? They're scared, they're being chased, and therefore the same people who are one second davening to God very firmly are the next second yelling at Moshe. That's what it is. They're scared. What do you want from them, right? When you're scared, you have a different contradictory reactions all at the same time, right? You have people who will say, ah, and you have people who will say, you know, right? One second, ah, one second, it's going to be okay. One second, ah, one second, it's going to be okay, right? I mean, you know, that's how things work, right? You know, like that when you're stressed out, you know, you have contradictory responses that correct, right? It happens. Okay, good. A similar one is that people are, it's complicated, but it's not at the same time. It's sequential, right? Right? Is that the panic builds, right? Is that in the beginning they're davening, but they keep approaching, and eventually it breaks down, right? Not just that it's contradictory at the same time, right? But that, right, it develops, it builds. A third possibility, and he notes that this is probably the majority view within Chazal, right, or at least it's the one that it's very much attested to in the Midrashim. I don't know if it's a majority, but it's definitely one most attested to in the Midrashim, is that there are contradictory responses. They're not contradictory. They're just different people. Right, there are different groups. That what you're supposed to understand is, and this is how the Michelta takes it, that there are multiple groups. There are those who think that the proper response is that they should talk to God and daven to him, and there are those who think that the proper response is to panic and to question and to challenge, right? There are different groups. Now the Ramban, and then he quotes Onkelos, right, who says that no, the way to do it is to be reductionist and say Vayizaku doesn't mean they davened, it means they yelled, right? Vayizaku could mean they cried out, it could also mean they yelled at, right, God. And the Onkelos translated more at something along the lines of yelled at. And therefore, according to that, it's very simple. What's going on is that there's one thing going on, and they're bad, right? They're not praying frumly and panicking and accusing. They're yelling, right? They're yelling, right? So what you have is, again, dealing with a contradictory. You either say people are complicated, people change, right? There are different people reacting in different ways, or you somehow come away with reducing it that, no, what looks like frumkeit is not frumkeit, right? It's bad, right? Everyone's bad. It's all terrible. Right, that's what he knows. I think, but then the Ramban adds a few points that are very important. Again, I'm reorganizing it a little bit, but this is what emerges from Ramban. So one thing that emerges from him is how do you relate to the later statements by Moshe of how bad the Jews were, right? Of how they complained and challenged God. right? What Moshe says, from the time we left Egypt, you were complaining. Now, what is he saying? So one, if you think there are multiple groups, Moshe is criticizing the whole Jewish people for what a small group did, right? If, on the other hand, it's complicated, right? So Moshe is criticizing for that expression of lack of faith, even though those same people might have a minute earlier, right? Or maybe at the same time been harboring faith as well, right? So every time you look for the criticism, if you think it's multiple groups, then it's to a small group. If it's everyone was bad, so obviously, like Uncleus. If you think people are complicated, that means that sometimes you'll highlight the good and sometimes you'll highlight the bad, depending on context. Another fascinating thing that emerges from Ramban's analysis is that the Ramban suggests that this panic didn't just start here in Yom Suf. It actually started earlier, whether you think it's one group or you think it's complexity. But whoever it is that's panicking in this not religious way, so he rereads the beginning of Parshat Bashalach. Right? The beginning of Parshat Bashalach says, why did the Jews go in a circuitous, roundabout way? Because Hashem didn't want to send them Derech Eretz Plishtim, because maybe there'll be war and they'd go back. The simple understanding is that God was predicting that the people might falter if they saw war. The Ramban suggests that no, once you say that there were people who were feeling either a separate group or even the complexity, right, it could be that as they were leaving Egypt, there were people already yelling at Moshe and saying, no, we can't go to Derech Plishtim because there's going to be war and then we'll go back. Right, meaning the Jews were actually saying, we don't have the faith, well, we can't handle it, there's war, we want to just go back. Right. The last important point that I would highlight, it's a beautiful Ramban, is the Ramban says, okay, what exactly are they worried about? Meaning, didn't they just see miracles? How does any of this work? Right. What is it that they are worried about? Right? Didn't they see the Ten Makot? Like, don't they know God is powerful? So here he suggests one of two theological claims they might be making, right? Even if they don't deny that anything happened. So one possibility is that they view Moshe as a sorcerer, right, essentially, right? That Moshe is doing of his own powers, and therefore there's a limit to his powers, and that's why they're panicking. Possibility one. Possibility two is that they do believe that the Makot were by God. But it could be that what they think is that God wasn't saving them. God brought the Makot to punish the Egyptians because the Egyptians deserved to be punished. They were evil. Moshe was the one, from their perspective, they never talked to God. Moshe was the one who was telling them, God is doing this for you, to get you out of Egypt. But maybe they thought, this is God, but it's God punishing the Egyptians. But the second part of it, which is, he's not just punishing the Egyptians, he's doing it for us, to get us out of Egypt, maybe that's Moshe taking advantage of his knowledge that God is punishing the Egyptians, but it's not actually God's input, right? God is punishing the Egyptians, admittedly, but the next step, which is that we're supposed to leave, that's Moshe's invention, right? And if they're thinking that, that explains why they panic, because God was punishing the Egyptians. That doesn't mean they get to go. And now they see the Egyptians chasing them, and they say, maybe God punished the Egyptians, and now that's over, right? But you took us out of Egypt, and we weren't supposed to go out, right? That wasn't part of the equation. God wasn't here for us. He was there to punish the Egyptians because they're evil. We just happened to be the beneficiaries of it because they were our taskmasters. But who said we get to go? You invented that part so that you could be our leader, right? You're taking advantage of your knowledge of the divine, but that isn't the divine plan. Right? So those are his two possibilities, right? Either that they really did see the Makot, but they thought it was Moshe, or maybe they thought it was God, but God punishing the Egyptians and not God punishing the Egyptians so that they would send them out, right? And attributed that part to Moshe, right? So again, what's amazing in Ramban is that he sees these contradictions, right? And he presents you with multiple models, right? Either there are multiple groups, people are complex, people are changing, right? Or you could be like Uncleus and be reductionist and say, no, they're all bad, which changes our perspective of later criticism to the Jews. Like, what is it really saying? Is it criticizing a small group? Is it criticizing the complexity in people, right? Or for Uncle, is it, no, it really is criticizing all the Jewish people. And then, the other two points. One is that the way he reads the pasuk of they might see war and turn back is actually not God predicting it, but the people already, that these problems, whatever you think they are, right, and whoever you think is making these problems starts in Egypt, not even a week later when they get to Yom Suf, but actually in Egypt itself. And then his last point, okay, but where does any of this lack of faith come from? Didn't they see the miracles? Answer is, yes, either it's a miracle, but they assumed that Moshe was doing it himself, or wondered that, or they really thought God was doing it, but God was doing it to punish the Egyptians, but not to free them, and therefore that aspect, that they should go free, was what Moshe was, from their perspective, was contributing, and therefore it was less reliable, and that's what they are worried about. So that's the Ramban's take, which I think is very, very nice. It really highlights the different complexities that emerge from the story, and both for him, right, shedding light on the nature of Yetziat Mitzrayim and the Jew, right, Moshe's attitude later, right, it really does paint different possible pictures of how you view the whole story here and the preceding and subsequent relationship of the Jews to these miracles.